Simon Rogers from The Guardian. Simon, you're obviously excited by data.
Strangely, yes, which is weird because when I was at school, I hated maths. And I think partly because it just didn't seem relevant to my life. And really, just seeing how you can use data to tell stories and make real news come alive, I think is such an exciting, brilliant area to be in at the moment. I'm really pleased that I've fallen into it in that way.
Do you think that was the problem with the maths at school then, that the data wasn't actually being used to tell a story?
I think so. Well, it's always that thing, isn't it? That when information is abstract and not meaningful to you, it doesn't mean very much, especially when you're a kid. And I guess, and for a lot of people, that idea of maths, a lot of journalists pride themselves on being poor at maths. It's almost like a kind of a qualification. And that's, I think, starting to change. But, you know, now I'm realizing it's actually, that's the tool now. Maths is a tool and statistics is a way of finding out stories. But I think, weirdly, in my world now, I'm not suddenly a qualified statistician. I think, actually, I just approach it in the same way as a journalist should approach any information that you don't trust, you trust that you interrogate properly. You just use it as a source. And there's nothing special in that way. It's just a new area.
But you are using data to tell stories.
Absolutely, yeah. It's what we do every day now. And certainly with something like WikiLeaks, where you're trying to tell real human stories out of quite a dense mass of numbers and statistics. And yeah, that's a bit of a gift for us because, you know, suddenly you get stories out of the data you would never get just by trawling through it by hand.
Does this data actually have a value?
I think it has an intrinsic value because almost any set of data will tell you something about the world, even whether it's a list of Doctor Who villains and the response to it or whether it is WikiLeaks. You know, so the obviously the more structured it is and the more different types of information it has, the better. So if something has geographic information and it has time information, that's two amazing dimensions you've got there. And so if it can tell you deaths in a place over time and where they are, that's an incredible thing, you know, which you wouldn't have been able to get previously.
We have an awful lot of data, a lot of historical data, a lot of archival data, and we also appear to be producing data at an ever-increasing rate. Yeah. Is there a danger we'll be overwhelmed by it, or will we develop systems to deal with all this data?
I think this is a real danger, and I think it's starting to happen already. If you Google carbon emissions now, how many millions of entries would you get back? I suppose that, for me, that's the new role for journalists, is to help filter that data for people. We're in a unique position where we've got access to data that people didn't used to have, and we've got the kind of the journalistic nous to know what the important thing is, and that's really useful for people. I think, and that's, you know, so instead of being, and for those in the past, we were gatekeepers, we kept information to ourselves. Now our role is to help make that information easier for people to access. And, you know, journalism can be doing an amazingly complicated story based on data, or it can be publishing the data itself if it's intrinsically interesting. I think that's a journalistic role too.
This, in a way, it's like an addition to this concept of content curation, this bringing in data, using data, exposing data, and making data readable and putting it into a story, or even making a story from that data.
Absolutely. I think, you know, our curation is a funny word. In a way, I think interpreters what's needed, and, you know, people need to say, this is how you use that data. How do you put two bits of data together? How do you do a report like that in Excel? You know, that's kind of what we're looking at. I think that's, you know, an important role for us.
So what excites you most about data?
I think when you come across something which allows you to tell a story in a way you never could before, that is a really exciting moment. So, you know, for instance, with WikiLeaks, I know I'm talking about that a lot, but obviously that's been on our minds recently. With something like that, when you got the data and you suddenly mapped it out and you saw the spread of information, that is such a lovely feeling, that moment when you can see, oh God, I've got something here that, you know, gives us something. So we can really see how that was an increasing cause of death in Afghanistan. I thought, that's something we've got to do something about.